In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go.
Well, it's not
lobby.
Rich Kimball. It's Bruce Pratt, Kerry Haskell here. And yes, live in studio, we have Alan Adams to talk some movies on Pass the Popcorn. And you saw two movies that people are talking about.
I did. I saw the big blockbuster. And I saw a movie that is, we were talking about it off air, sentimental without being sappy. Do you guys have a preference as to which one we start with?
Let's start with the sentimental yet not sappy.
Okay. So I went to see the movie Wonder. It's a movie, it's based on a novel by R.J. Palacio, bestseller, like a young adult novel. If you've seen the trailers, you have a pretty good sense of what the deal is. It's a family living in New York, mother, father, older sister, and a younger brother. And the young boy has a genetic condition that has led to some facial disfigurement. And so it's basically the movie is about his leap from, you know, the sort of isolation of, you know, living at home and being like homeschooled by his mother and the whole shebang. And making that move into a more like out into the world, like going to public school and trying to make new friends and that whole thing. And we were talking about it, and like watching the trailer, like the notion that it's a sappy movie. Like I can definitely see where you would get that. I was kind of there myself. I was immediately put in mind of. The movie Mask from back in 1985, Eric Stoltz, Cher. That one's based on the real story, on a true story. Rocky Dennis was a real young man. This, I believe, is fiction. I don't know that for sure because I'm unfamiliar with the book. But I believe the young man, August Pullman, Augie, is a fictional character, a creation. But yeah, he's 10 years old. He's played by Jacob Tremblay, who... people might remember from as the young man from Room, very gifted young man. Lives in New York City with his mom Isabel, played by Julia Roberts, his dad Nate, played by Owen Wilson, and his older sister, played by a very talented young lady named Isabella Vidovic. I wasn't really familiar with her, but she's excellent. And it's basically the story of this family as they deal with the fact that they're letting this little boy out into the world and with all the good and bad that entails. And so he goes to public school and he struggles. Like, he looks different, and so he struggles to make friends. He gets bullied, and when he does make friends, maybe he questions their motives a little bit because he can't understand why anyone would want to be friends with him because of the way he looks. And so you get to watch as this little boy, this very smart, he's a 10-year-old kid, and you get to watch as this boy sort of makes his way through this world and like has this drastic impact on everyone whose path he crosses, whether it's his fellow students, his teachers, his parents, his older sister, and her relationships are influenced by the way he the way he lives. And it's just, it's all very very emotionally charged. When I left the theater, like, I felt very wrung out. It was one of those things where like there were probably half a dozen, maybe more, separate instances where it got a little dusty in the theater. And it's one of those things where it's like, but, and like we were talking about, it's all of those moments are earned. Those moments of emotional impact, they're earned. It's because any half-decent filmmaker can manipulate emotions, whether it's through imagery or music or, what have you. Like any competent, director can make that happen. Mm. But it's very easy to tell when that's happening. Like I can be emotionally manipulated and I can have those feelings and know that I'm being manipulated and kind of be resentful about it, because I'm a soft touch, and I acknowledge that. Like, I'm easy to, I'm an easy one to get. But with this movie, And I think a large part of it springs from the source material, and a ton of it comes from the quality of performances, because they're uniformly excellent. Jacob Tremblay is maybe the most talented, you know, child actor, you know, currently going in Hollywood. Julia Roberts is great. Owen Wilson is great. They're great together. It's a weird match on paper, but they really work well together. The young lady who played the older sister was great. All the other kid actors, they avoid the weird, you know, either hammy or woodenness that you get with kid actors so often. Some great supporting cast. Mandy Patinkin is in this as the headmaster of the school that he goes to. David Diggs, who's best known for his work with Hamilton, plays a teacher, and the performances are wonderful. And when you have that quality of performance, the story that's being told is that much more engaging. And so you have a filmmaker who treats the source material with I don't know, honesty, I guess, is what I mean. Like it all feels very genuine. Like I don't feel like someone is just cynically like plucking at my heartstrings. I feel like every one of those moments where, you know, the emotion kind of welled up felt very it felt like they put in the work. Like it was like I wasn't angry at being manipulated. It's like, yes, I know what you're doing, but it's okay. Like it's part of the story. It's not some sort of just attempt to make me, you know, to make me tear up for no reason. Like it's in service to the story. And I think that's really important. So yeah. I genuinely enjoyed this movie. I thought it was great.
Well, we're talking to Alan Adams. We've heard about the one that could have been sappy, but wasn't. Let's hear about the blockbuster Justice League.
Oh man, Justice League. We'll start by saying it's better than I thought it was going to be. I feel like the critical response to this movie going in might have been a touch unfair. I feel like a lot of critics, myself included, went into this still struggling to wipe the taste of Batman versus Superman out of our mouths. And again, like DC's had a win since then because Wonder Woman was fantastic. But you know, this isn't Wonder Woman. This is the clear follow-up to Batman versus Superman. So it's like, I'm expecting more of that. They're moving in the right direction. That's the one thing I feel comfortable saying. This is not by any means a great movie. This is if you put this in the context of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, this is bottom rung stuff, but they're getting better. The story, such as it is, there's an invasion of forces coming to Earth following the death of Superman at the end of Batman versus Superman. Spoiler alert, I guess, for a 3-year-old movie. If you didn't know, it's, well, now you know.
If anybody's mad about that.
Yeah, right.
Stop it.
Batman, there's an invasion coming. This sort of extra dimensional being known as Steppenwolf is trying to assemble three ancient powerful devices known as mother boxes. If he brings them together, it forms something called the Unity and gives him the power to essentially, you know, become a death destroyer of worlds, as it were. He's sort of resentful. He's coming back after many millennia because he was defeated by the combined forces of the Amazons, the Atlanteans, and mankind thousands of years ago. The mother boxes were left behind and placed under guard by the various factions of Earth, the denizens of Earth. Flash forward to now, he's coming back and he's bringing his army of flying zombies known as parademons with him. Batman knows that, he's gonna, like, Superman's gone, so somebody has to do something about this. So he decides he's gonna put a team together. He connects with Diana Prince, Wonder Woman, played by Gal. Is it Gadot or Godot?
I think Godot.
See, I've always called her Godot as well, and I feel like someone corrected me and said it's Gadot. But anyway, regardless, her And he connects with her and starts tracking down other sort of metahuman, like powerful, you know, metahumans. He reaches out to this isolated Finnish fishing village where Arthur Curry, the Aquaman, played by Jason Momoa of Game of Thrones fame, and Wonder Woman reaches out to a young man named Victor Stone, played by Ray Fisher, who, after a tragic accident, his scientist father used Kryptonian technology to kind of to save his life, but at the cost of maybe some of his humanity. So he's half human, half robot. There's a young man who was struck by lightning and given super speed, the Flash, played by Ezra Miller. Yeah, and they basically put this team together to try and stop Steppenwolf from collecting the mother boxes and establishing the unity and basically destroying life as we know it. And as part of that plan, well, we'll just say that Henry Cavill, who played Superman, does appear in this movie. And that's all I'm going to say. Like, there, you will see him in this movie. I'm not going to say in what capacity, but yes, he is in the film.
My biggest disappointment in the recap is that they moved Arthur from Maine to Finland, because Aquaman, it's from Maine. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm right there with you, man, but it's, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, Carrie. Yeah, it's fine. Like, this movie had a lot of behind the scenes issues. Zack Snyder completed a significant portion of principal photography before having to leave the project due to personal issues. I believe it was a death in his family.
Yes.
And so they brought in Joss Whedon to complete the project. Along the way, they definitely did some fairly significant alterations to the script. Following the massive success of Wonder Woman. And so there's a bit more Gal Gadot in this movie than I think was initially planned, which frankly is fantastic, because she's easily the best part of this movie. Like, she's an incredibly talented performer. She's so charismatic. Like, she's exactly the sort of person you want playing a kind of larger-than-life superhero. Ben Affleck, man, like he's clearly checked out. Like, he's not interested. I'm not sure why he took the gig in the first place, but he's clearly over it. And so I'm curious as to how long it's going to take him to just straight up walk away. Momoa's great. Like, it's a great take on the Aquaman character, who unfortunately has received a bit of a bad rep over the years, just because, you know, he's the talk to fish guy, which they reference a couple of times in the movie, and it's actually kind of funny. Ezra Miller is fine, like, typical wisecracky type guy. And the only one with a real arc is Cyborg, which, I mean, makes sense, because he's probably the character that most mainstream audiences are least familiar with. Mm. You know, you put them all together, the action sequences are big and bold, although the computer generated stuff is the effects work is kind of subpar, which surprises me, because I know they spent a lot of money on it, but it just, a lot of places just don't look quite right. And you can definitely tell what's a Snyder scene and what's a Whedon scene. Like, there's not there's a lot of a tonal disconnect between the two, which shouldn't surprise anyone, because they're drastically different filmmakers.
Yeah.
I don't know that they really found the overlap that they needed to make it work, you know, to sort of smooth it out and kind of hide the seams a little bit. That being said, there are some good performances, not just from the leads, but some of the secondary characters. Amy Adams is back as Lois Lane. She's very good, although she's woefully underutilized. Ditto Diane Lane as Martha Kent. Jeremy Irons continues the tradition of acclaimed actors taking parts in these superhero movies and just being delightful. Like, he's great as Alfred. Like, he's wonderful. Ditto J.K. Simmons as Commissioner Gordon. But yeah, the supporting cast is great. The lead actors are okay. And again, it's not great, but it's a hell of a lot better than I think maybe people think it's going to be.
Well, thank you, Alan. I think we now know what we can do if we have food coma distress and need to go to the films this weekend. That's Alan Adams with this edition of Pass the Popcorn.